You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
The time is now 9 minutes past four, and for my sins, I get to spend the next half hour with, you know, a man who talks well, but singing's not your thing, Jeff.
Listen, I heard you say that. I heard from outside.
Yeah, that and song will never be the same for me.
I must just tell you that I have uses, because the police used to use me to clear illegal squatters from buildings. They put me in the foyer and I used to sing Sweet Caroline, and for 5 minutes the place was cleared. So I have uses with my voice.
Yeah, it's, I would imagine that it wouldn't just be the immediate environment that would be cleared.
I think it would be a suburb, but broader than that. Yeah.
It may take me a while before I can ever play the Who, because you can't unhear that, and it's going to stay for a while. Sorry. I mean, even Janet with the news couldn't get it out of my head.
I know, it's a shaky experience, but, you know, you got to go through it, and whatever.
Don't ever do that again.
I'll try not to.
No. Okay. And I saw when you came in now, you were tapping your feet along, you resisted the temptation to sing, because I think that would have just broken me completely.
Well, I saw the steely blues in your eyes. And I thought, let me not push it.
For every blue jeans, I don't want you to destroy that one as well. You know what I mean?
No, I'll stay away.
That'll be two songs in one afternoon. But I'm glad you didn't. I really am glad.
It's all about respect.
Yeah, it is. And we need to respect this afternoon's topic as well. We start out with a bit of chit-chat and joviality. Mm. But this afternoon, it's a serious topic, and it is the crime of abuse. Now, this takes various forms. When you say abuse, people say, abuse of gender abuse and things like that. But it's beyond that. There's more kinds of abuse that we're subjected to, or people are subjected to, than what happens in a home.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Now, this is very serious today. Because it can cause death as well. So within a family environment or wherever it is. And when you say abuse, people immediately think domestic abuse. But it's actually not only that. Obviously that's part of it, but it's not only that. It's abuse that, well, let's go through some of the things.
Necessarily physical.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, absolutely not. And sometimes the emotional stuff is even more dangerous than the physical stuff. Okay, so let's have a look at modern day abuse and the different forms where it is. Okay, so there's emotional and psychological abuse. Now, you might have heard the word gaslighting before. Mm. Now, people say, well, what is gaslighting? Well, they're manipulating someone into questioning their perception of reality. Say, are you delusional? Mm. You know, you're thinking this and this and this, are you crazy? You know, that kind of thing. Manipulation, using guilt and fear and other emotional tactics to control another person. Now, control, when it comes to abuse, control is a big word here as well, okay? Isolation, cutting somebody off from friends, from family, making them dependent. Okay, so we are now treading on to narcissism to a point there, but it's also there. Love bombing and then devaluation. Now, what is love bombing? Where you over love somebody, you over say how amazing they are, you over hug them, you just bomb them with you bomb them, and then you devalue them immediately. So that is a form of emotional and psychological abuse, which people sometimes say is worse than physical. Okay, so then you've got financial abuse, withholding money from a partner. Okay, so somebody's in the family and you withholding access to money, or you're restricting somebody you've got a wife or whatever it is, and you don't allow her to buy makeup or do her hair or any of that stuff. You don't allow that kind of stuff. That's also controlling, and it's also abusive. And before I even go any further, Richard, I just want to say one thing. Nobody has the right, okay, because this is why we do these shows, okay? Nobody has the right to abuse anyone. And during this next half an hour, you're going to probably find that some people say, well, oh, geez, okay, that's abuse. I didn't realize it was, or I didn't realize I was being abused, because sometimes it's clandestine, okay? So we're going to talk a little about that as well. Controlling resources falls under financial abuse, not allowing someone to work or controlling their bank accounts or their financial decisions. And that's another show we need to do. What happens in couples, financially, that'll be quite an interesting discussion. But this is abusive, okay, when you control somebody. Financial exploitation, stealing, or exploiting someone's assets, often seen in elder abuse, where, you know, the, maybe the old man has got some bucks and he gets manipulated, or just sign here, Dad, just sign here, and it's abusive as well. Divorce can be a very abusive when you're going through a divorce. Mm. So you'd get divorced, for instance, and one of the partners have to leave the home, which is always clever if it's violent or whatever it is, and it's nasty. You leave the home. Now somebody blocks you out, or they lock you out of your own home. So you own the home together, or you've got stuff that you want to collect, and the person says, no, you're not coming into the house. I'm not allowing it. So it can be abusive there as well financially, and not paying for that person as well while you're going through a divorce. And there's obviously legal processes, Rule 43s and all kinds of things which allow for that. But it's abusive. Then you've got digital or cyber abuse. So cyber stalking, we spoke about that a few weeks ago. Monitoring someone's online activity obsessively. So you're watching your partner's phone, or you're watching their social media. You're wanting to look at their messages. You want to do all that. That's a type of abuse. Revenge porn, privacy violations. You might have sent some pictures that were a bit risque, and now you break up with somebody, and it's nasty, and you post the stuff on social media, or you send it to her friends or his friends or whatever it is. That's abusive, of course. And controlling online interactions, demanding access to social media and messages and emails of the person as well. Harassment is part of it as well, sending threatening or abusive messages, often anonymously, to that person's phone. So now you're trying to tackle them on there as well. Then you've got narcissistic abuse, of course. We've spoken about that. They may use charm and love bombing and gaslighting and subtle manipulation to maintain control. So narcissistic abuse leaves victims feeling absolutely emotionally drained and questioning their self-worth after somebody's got hold of them. And it's amazing, though, that you've got empaths and you've got narcissists, and they get attracted
to each
other. They love each other initially, and then afterwards it becomes an absolute nightmare. So if you are an empath, stay away from the narcissist. It might be attractive initially, but just be careful, because they will try and control you, and they will drain you and take all your confidence away. Then you've got institutional or workplace abuse, exploitation of labor, overworking employees, offering minimal compensation or ignoring fair work practices. You've got toxic work culture, you've got harassment, you've got bullying, or you've got pressurizing your employees in a way that affects their mental health and self-esteem. And I've seen this stuff. I've seen it happening. The poor old secretaries or PAs have to go onto meds and that, because they're getting harassed because some guy can't handle his time management and he gets bullying and stressed and all that kind of stuff. Intimidation and retaliation using threats or job insecurity. You want your job. Well, you better be here by six, you know, that kind of stuff. To keep employees compliant, and punishing whistleblowers. Now, when you hear of whistleblowers, you always at the end of the day, the whistleblower gets a nasty end of it.
Yeah.
He gets a sharp end. Generally loses his job. He gets ostracized by colleagues and employees and all of that kind of stuff. And he's just trying to do the right ethical thing. And it's sometimes not easy to do that. Then you've got medical and caregiver abuse. You've all seen that, those YouTube clips of old people getting smacked around in the old age homes and those kind of things as well. That's generally on elderly people in hospitals who are vulnerable. Over-medication or withholding medication, that could also be classed as abusive. Medical gaslighting, when healthcare providers dismiss or minimize patients' concern, leading them to doubt their symptoms. Now, you might be feeling sore in your stomach or sore on your leg, and they say you're playing up again, you know, and they close the door and they walk out, or they leave you and that kind of stuff. So the abuse takes a lot of different things as well. Cultural and societal abuse. So systemic oppression, which is racism, sexism, and other forms of systemic abuse that limit opportunities and subject people to discrimination. So that is abusive as well. Social stigma and shaming, creating an environment where people feel ashamed of their identity, mental health, or their life choices. Now, you know, we have our own opinions about things. We have our own opinions about what people want, but you have no right to abuse them or to get angry about their choices. Okay, so to each his own, and fine, happy days. You don't have to be abusive in that way. So how do you recognize this, and how do you address this stuff? Abuse can be covert, it can be under the cover. You might not, you know, see it, and it's disguised as normal behavior. And that makes it very, very hard to identify. So recognizing these forms of abuse is the first step to addressing and confronting them, of course. So awareness, support for your loved ones, professional help such as therapy can help. Legal resources are there to break free from modern day abuse. You know, interesting enough, you might have a friend that's being abused at home, and you're wondering why this person doesn't leave. What if you're being abused, why don't you leave? And there might be an incredible story behind that, but there is a fear of leaving, a threat. If you leave me, I will get your car blown up, or I'll get you killed. Or this stuff gets very serious. Mm. And we looking from the outside, so for goodness sake, you're getting abused on the weekends, why don't just walk out? And sometimes not that easy. It's financial issues, it's threatening, it's all kinds of stuff. Can you see how nasty this can become, Rich? Let's look at domestic abuse. Domestic abuse, also called domestic violence or intimate partner violence, it can be called. And that's defined as a pattern of behavior in any relationship that is used to gain or maintain power and control over an intimate partner. So that can be physical, sexual, emotional, economic, psychological, or threats of action that influence another person. And it's a nasty, nasty side of life. It really is. It can happen to anyone of any race, of any age, any sexual orientation, religion, or gender. And I want to talk a little bit later about that as well. It can occur within a range of relationships, including couples who are married, living together, or dating. Can you believe somebody would actually, if you're dating, can actually abuse you? And it's terrible. Domestic violence affects people of all social, economic backgrounds. You might be very poor, you might be, you know, there, but you also can be extremely educated and wealthy, and this happens in every single home as well. So it can happen, not every home, but it can happen anywhere. And we don't know. It's behind closed doors. You never know what's going on. I mean, you can have kids abusing their parents. You can have parents abusing their kids. I mean, it goes both ways. So it's typically manifested in a pattern of abusive behavior towards an intimate partner in a family or dating relationship. And the abuser exerts power and control over the victim. Now, those two things, power and control, will come up a little bit later as a thing. So are you being abused? How do you know you're being abused? Is it covert? Do you think it's quite normal for this person that you're supposed to love to behave in the way they do? So let's recognize it. So here are a couple of questions. Does your partner embarrass or make fun of you in front of your friends or family? Put down your accomplishments? Make you feel like you're unable to make a decision? Do they intimidate you or threaten you to gain compliance? Tell you that you're nothing without them? Treat you roughly, grab you, pinch you, shove you, or hit you? Call you several times a night or show up to make sure you're where you said you would be? Check on you in that way? Use drugs or alcohol as an excuse for saying hurtful things or abusing you? Sorry, I had a few too many, I wasn't myself, and I'm sorry, babe. Sorry, babe. Sorry, here's a diamond ring, or here's a car, or here's a bunch of flowers. I'm sorry, it'll never happen again. And of course, it does. Do they pressure you sexually for things you aren't ready for? Do they make you feel like there's no way out of the relationship? You can't leave whenever you want to. Prevent you from doing things you want, like spending time with your friends or your family. Another narcissistic trait, that, by blocking you from friends and family. Try to keep you from leaving after a fight or leave you somewhere after a fight to teach you a lesson. This is all terrible stuff. So do you sometimes feel scared of how your partner might behave? Do you constantly make excuses to other people for his behavior? Do you believe you can help your partner change if only you can change something about yourself? Now you're starting to think it's your fault. And it isn't your fault. It's never your fault, okay, in this way, when you're being abused. Do you try not to do anything that would cause conflict? Now, obviously we try and keep peace at home, but this goes a little bit further. I can't say what I want to say because just now he blows up and it causes chaos. So I just want to keep calm. So walking on eggshells type of situation. Do you stay with your partner because you're afraid of what he will do if you break up? Now, if that's the feeling, get the hell out. Okay. If any of these things are happening in your relationship, you got to talk to somebody because, without help, the abuse will continue and it will keep going and it'll escalate. Making the first call to seek help is a courageous step, and it's very, very difficult to do because now you're going to put somebody that you kind of care about and love in the eyes, and it starts a whole ball rolling here. But once again, remember, no one deserves to be abused, okay? The abuse is not your fault, and you are not alone, okay? So looking at the power and control thing, it's all about power and control, and it's physical violence, it's sexual, using coercion, threats, using intimidation, using emotional abuse, isolation, minimizing, denying, and blaming, using children against you, using male privilege, perhaps, using economic abuse. We spoke about that as well. So you may be in an emotionally abusive relationship if your partner calls you names as well and insults you and criticizes you, does not trust you, and acts in a jealous or possessive manner. Those are red flags, guys. Trying to isolate you, monitor where you go, doesn't want you to work, controls you. Then you've got psychological abuse, and that could be fear, intimidation, physical harm to self or the children or the pets, playing mind games with you. Financial, economic abuse, of course, total control of the money, withholding you to be able to do your own thing or to do at least something small for yourself. Physical abuse, I'll be hurting somebody, slapping them, pinching them, shoving, biting, damaging property when angry, throwing things around, punches walls, kicks doors. And these are all frightening things. Abandons you in a dangerous, unfamiliar place is scary. Scary while driving recklessly, so it might get you in the car and you start having an argument and he floors it. It's very, very scary. Or uses it a weapon, picks up a weapon, forces you to leave the house in the middle of the night, or traps you in a room, or you have to lock the bathroom door and that kind of stuff. Hurts the kids, uses physical force in sexual situations, very, very bad. And sexual abuse is another huge thing. Can be in the form of accusing you of cheating in a jealous way, wants you to dress in a certain way as well. And there's many, many ways of sexual abuse, and people will know what that is. If it's not consensual, people, this is abusive, okay? So don't allow this at all. The person ignores your feelings regarding sexual stuff. So that's also abusive. So stalking, there's stalking, it's harassment, annoying, terrorizing the victim as well, coming to the office or sitting outside the flat or the house or waiting, or you see the car there at weird hours of the night. So stalking doesn't, maybe not that dangerous yet, but it escalates, and that's where the problem arises. So once again, I'm saying it again, nobody deserves to be abused. It's not your fault, and you're not alone, okay? So I want to talk about something before at the end now, just to
I just want to mention a comment that came through. Yes. A good sign of being in an abusive relationship is when you feel your stomach knot when you hear the car pull into the driveway.
There you go. There you go.
If that's happening to you,
then get out.
Yeah.
Get out. Get out of that relationship immediately because your flight and fright is starting to trigger.
And
it's telling you.
Very good point.
You know, interesting point about that. If you're a child that got grown up in an abusive home, let's say your dad was an alcoholic or whatever it is, the interesting thing there is that a lot of psychics or people that say they are intuitive or intuitives come out of abusive homes because they build their psychic ability, in inverted commas, they build that intuition waiting for dad to come home. What mood is he in? What state is he in? And your body starts working, and it's a very interesting phenomenon. And most very, very famous psychics actually have been in those kind of abusive relationships as well. So, but one thing that doesn't get spoken about, Richard, a lot, because it's taboo and it well, is abuse against men. So I just want to look at that a bit, because we all know that we need to protect women and we need to protect the fairer sex and all that kind of stuff. And we need to look after our kids. We all, that's normal. Okay. But nobody actually really thinks about abuse against men. And it's a serious issue. And it's often overlooked and underreported for obvious reasons, right? Because of societal stereotypes and stigma that might be there. But men can experience abuse in various forms as well. Physical, emotional, verbal, sexual, financial abuse. And it can occur in intimate relationships, of course, at the workplace, or even in a family dynamic. So types of abuse that men face. Physical, getting hit, slapped through the face, you know, angry, bang, and you get slapped. Emotional and psychological, manipulation, the gaslighting stuff again. Undermining confidence, saying that they're overweight or, you know, in a nasty way. Verbal abuse, name-calling, belittling language, demeaning that person. Sexual abuse, coercion, assault, being forced into a non-consensual sexual act. And then financial abuse, controlling access to money, assets as well. And why? What are the challenges that men face when they come to this kind of thing? Of course, the stigma and the shame. You know, he's a big oak, and he's the nicest guy, and he's not going to do anything or not going to hit a woman. He knows he mustn't do that. And she slaps him at least once or twice a week and then looks at him and says, okay, you go and call the cops. It's fine. Who are they going to believe? You know, this kind of thing. And so there's lack of support there. There are very few resources for men, actually, shelters and that kind of stuff. And the fear of not being believed. You know, oh, come on, you're a bodybuilder, man. Yeah. You're a fit oak. You know, come on, you know. And there's this little lady, and you're telling me that she's abusing you. Don't be ridiculous. And this happens in homes that we don't even know about. I mean, legal disadvantages. I mean, domestic abuse, men face bias there. I'm sure of it. So what are the signs that a man might be experiencing abuse? The withdrawal from friends and family, unexplained injuries, or frequent accidents, or sudden mood change, behavior changes, financial difficulties without clear reasons, reluctance to discuss their relationship or personal life, they close off. And what are the steps to take? Well, acknowledge the problem. Recognizing abuse is abuse, and it's the first step towards addressing it. Get support, reach out to trusted friends, family or professionals, counseling, very important, and document the evidence, guys. Document the evidence. And when I'm talking about male and female, but we're talking about men now, document the evidence that people can actually, you've got proof. And then contact the authorities. I think it's really important. So access resources. I mean, there are a few resources that you can get hold of. In America, there is Samhasa. They on 1-800-662-HELP, 1-800-662-HELP. Mankind Initiative in the UK, 01-823-334244. And in South Africa, South African Men's Helpline, 0800-428-428. And why I'm saying the American and the English, because we're going to be publishing this on Spotify from now on. And so it's going to be international, these podcasts. So it is a nasty subject. It is a subject that's not easy to talk about, but it is something that we have to say. And once again, really, guys, nobody has a right to abuse, shout, control, or exert power over anyone. And if you are a victim of that, please stand up for yourself before it's too late, before you feel you can't, and you're not alone. There are people out there that will come to your side and will help you. Absolutely. Don't stay in that relationship if you don't need to.
I think, too, that there should be a word of caution that goes with this, because not everything is abuse. Okay.
Yep.
Or, shall I say this, that a person who has a wacky sense of humor, for argument's sake, or somebody that is a little crazy at a party or something,
yeah,
that person is not, the abuse doesn't always have to have an intent from the abuser. And the person who's on the receiving end of that joke with a jab or something like that might feel abused by that, but the abuser is blissfully unaware.
Well, it's yeah, I think you know, and it's normally a pattern. And if it's, let's say it's someone that just jokes all the time and is, but you know that person's got a heart of gold. It's fine. You know what I mean? You know they just, that's just them. That's just the way they are, you know? And it's cool. And you know, it's fine. But you know if you're being abused when, as that person said, if that stomach is starting to curl, or you've got tightening in your stomach, or every time you hear a trigger, which could be the car, it could be the garage door, it could be, sorry, then you know it's serious. It's not like going to a party and somebody's being funny all the time, and you know what your boyfriend or your girlfriend's like. She will diss you in front of the people, but it's in a good faith. It's not ugly. This stuff is ugly, and it has a pattern. And normally there are one or two ways that people are being abused, not only one way. It's normally power, control, physical. They control the finances, of course, and where you can go, who you can be with, where are you. It's a pattern of things that come together in a smorgasbord of abuse. Not you're absolutely 100% right. I mean, you can't say everything is abusive, but people know if they are in trouble or not. And I just want people to be aware, Rich, that you know, or because maybe the husband is the breadwinner and you're at home with the kids, nobody has a right to control and abusively control you in a nasty way. You can control finances. If you've got a partner that's not good with money, you take it over, whatever, yeah, that's fine.
That's by agreement.
Absolutely. Yeah, everything's by agreement. Yeah. And I've been in a couple of situations myself where I've seen and have spoken to people that have been abused by husbands in very nasty ways, in very threatening and ugly ways. Men abuse a lot. I've been a victim of that myself in it, so I know exactly what that means. And when I say, you know, phone the cops, who are they going to believe?
Yeah.
You're a 6'2" oak. I'm a 5'4" girl. They're not going to believe you. And I'm very sweet, and I can talk very nicely to the police when they arrive. It's a nasty thing. And I've known of people that will do that, and the cops will take the guy away immediately. Meanwhile, he's the one who was slapped. So it's relevant. It's real. It's happening under our noses. And we've got to be very, very careful about it. Yeah. So that's it for this afternoon on from my side, unless there's anything else. And if anybody would like some help with this kind of stuff, please don't hesitate to get to authorities or phone a lifeline, or just start reaching out, because you do not deserve to be in an unhappy relationship with anyone. Absolutely.
Well, here's another comment. When the abuser comes home, which you dread, and if there are kids in the mix, then you become the buffer between the abuser and the kids, and it's so exhausting.
How emotionally draining is that? You're not going to handle that for long, and it's something that needs to be taken out like a cancer.
The thing about that is that the target of the abuse is the children.
If they are the children, if they're the target there, then I mean.
But the victim of that abuse is the person who is the buffer.
Of course.
And sometimes they don't realize that they are actually being abused by having to be the buffer, if that makes any sense.
Quite right. They're both.
Probably not expressing
it.
No,
you're
well.
Expressing it perfectly well. What's happening is that if, say it's the husband coming home and he wants to abuse the kids, all three of them are being abused. There are two kids and a wife, all three of them are being abused. If it's one child, both the wife and the, because imagine a mom. A mom is something you don't mess with the kids, mm-hmm. right? Imagine a mom being, watching her kid getting smacked or getting punished or that
yeah,
kind
of thing. Yeah, but it's not nasty. Necessarily being smacked.
It's, no, but it's, abusively it's, yeah, smacked. Yeah, I'm not talking.
Or just abusively treated, you know, looking at the school report card and are you stupid, you know, you know.
Yeah, but then you can kind of say, yeah. look, don't say that to him, yeah. you know. You can
but,
see.
But you have to do that as the mother or the other partner and it's draining on you. That's what I'm trying to say. So, yeah. so essentially you become abused yourself. By defending.
100%. Yeah. You do. And then the target might become you.
Yes.
Eventually. And it yeah. does escalate. Yeah. It always escalates. Mm. It never goes away. That's the problem. It mm. never, ever goes away. That person will always want control, will never see, well, if it's narcissistic, they won't mm. see it's there, mm. that they're wrong. Mm. So how do you change somebody that doesn't see they're wrong? It's a problem. Mm. Every situation is different. Every family is different. Every interaction is different. You've got to just gauge in your own way, are you happy? Do you feel you're in a relaxed relationship? Yeah, you argue here and there, but we all know what abuse is.
I know that the focus of this is generally always moves towards domestic abuse. Mm. But if you're feeling abused at work, then you know what you need to find a way to. And it's, I know it's easier said than done.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
no
you jobs. can be abused in a social environment where you're the one guy everybody picks on in at the rugby club. And so you got to be looking at those things and saying, do I want to? Am I feeling like I'm abused? Looking at the identifiers of abuse and saying I don't need to be part of this. I'm moving on.
Sure, and that's toxic. You see, it's a toxic yeah. environment. And yeah. what do we do in toxic environments? We get out.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. So, we're not saying to everybody go home and now assess where you know.
But if you are,
and you feel that you need help, you can use one of those numbers. What I am going to do is just find the South African one again. That South African one for men is South African Men's Helpline, and that is 0800-428-428, that number. I'm sure that I would suggest that people go and just, even if you're going into a relationship or into a working, but just have those numbers on your phone under AAA or BBB or whatever the case may be.
No, you can have the numbers there as well and have the conversation. And as soon as you see it starting, nip it in the butt. Either go and see a psychologist together or work on your relationship, but don't allow the thing to escalate. It does. Yep.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Jeff. And we'll see you again in – will we see you in 2 weeks?
Yep.
I don't know. Will we?
Well – depends on the boss.
Depends on the move.
the move, the exciting yeah, move.
The exciting
yeah,
move.
We're all excited,
so,
guys.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But thank you for that. Folks, there will be a podcast. You can share this with somebody you may feel is sitting in a situation where they're not recognizing possibly that they're being abused and that just might shed some light on them, for them. All right, so thank you very much for Jeff. You can go now and go and sing in your car where nobody can hear you.
Thank
because
goodness.
That's probably the best place for it. In fact, is your car soundproof?
Because
I don't want to upset somebody at the robot. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's better I just keep quiet.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going now.
Bye.
Bye.